Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to come to terms with the greatly mistaken, in fact dangerous idea that the best way to get rid of racism, and everybody wants to get rid of racism, right? The best way to get rid of racism is to talk about it, and to talk about it some more, and to emphasize it some more. And the more you talk about racism, that's the whole idea from Ibram Kendi and the whole idea from Beverly D'Angelo and people who are extremely concerned about racism and trying to get rid of it, that what you need to do is speak about it obsessively. Is that true in the United States of America? We will talk about that. We'll also talk about a horrendous hate crime. I mean, It's painful to read about. I can't even read you some of the details. Where four members of the same family were slaughtered by a racist, a far-right racist. Why haven't you heard about this? We will tell you one of the reasons you haven't heard about it on the Medved Show. And also, a couple of new studies that show two things that really do go together. One is that among millennials, there is a general, not just a rejection of religion, but a total disinterest in God, or even trying to figure out if there is a God or not. And that goes along with a new study that shows that Americans are incredibly isolated, and basically that isolation has reached painful levels because of the pandemic. And speaking of the pandemic, if you don't believe in vaccines, and a whole bunch of Americans don't, then what's the way out? How do we actually get better from the situation that we're in? Or is the whole situation a fake? Actually, the whole situation shows that there have been some real improvements in terms of opening things up, allowing us to get back to normal life. If it wasn't the vaccines that caused that, what was it? We will get to that as well. And also, somebody compares the Democratic primary coming up to a pizza and tries to explain how you do the ranked voting, which is incredibly complicated, coming up in the Democratic primary, how you do that ranked voting the same way you would take a chart about the toppings you would have on your pizza pie. And by the way, in the process of presenting this, the current mayor of New York basically lies, but we will get to that as well. Okay, first up, the idea of Americans feeling alone, feeling isolated. There's a AP story, and it has one of those headlines that just grabs your attention, and it's appropriate that it should grab your attention because I think it reflects what a lot of Americans are feeling right now. And one of the reasons that even when things by some measures are not going too terribly for the country. I mean, the economy is chugging along. There are all kinds of jobs available if people would just fill them. We're going to be talking a little bit later to somebody who takes a radical approach of how you fill those jobs from Reason Magazine. But the story from Associated Press starts out by describing someone named Karen Glidden. And it says her loneliness became unbearable during the coronavirus pandemic. She's a 72-year-old widow who suffers from vision loss and diabetes and lives far away from any relatives. She barely left her house in Champion, Michigan during the past year for fear of contracting the virus. Finally vaccinated, she was looking forward to venturing out when her beloved service dog died last month. She has vision problems. That's why she needed a service dog. And it says it doesn't help that her circle of trusted friends has dwindled to one neighbor she counts on to help her shop, get to the doctor, and hang out. Quote, I feel like I'm in a prison most of the time. And once in a while, I get to go out, said Glidden, whose adult children live in California and Hawaii, where she was born and raised. She is not alone in her sense of social isolation, writes the Associated Press. Millions of Americans are struggling through life with few people they can trust for personal and professional help, a disconnect that raises a key barrier to recovery from the social, emotional, and economic fallout of the pandemic, according to a new survey from the Impact Genome Project and the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. NORC stands for National Opinion Research Center. It's based in the University of Chicago. It's generally considered one of the gold standards about trying to measure what's going on in people's lives in the United States of America. The poll finds 18% of U.S. adults, nearly one out of five, comes to 46 million people, who say they have just one person or nobody at all they feel they can trust for help, such as emergency child care needs, a ride to the airport, or support when they fall sick. And 28% say they have just one person or nobody at all that they can help them to draft a resume, to connect to an employer, or navigate workplace challenges. Does this ring home to folks? And again, they make it clear that this is not only old people who are isolated from their children or grandchildren, if any. And of course, right now with the falling birth rate, there are fewer and fewer people who have even children or grandchildren, let alone people who live in the neighborhood with you. The researchers, they report, have long debated the idea that the U.S. has suffered from a decline in social capital. Social capital is defined as the value derived from personal relationships and civic engagement. And that's what's so stunning about this, because it does go along with the other survey that I mentioned, which is a survey from the Arizona Christian University Research Center. They have a cultural research center at ACU. And that found that among millennials between the age of 18 and 36, they are threatening to reshape the nation's religious parameters beyond recognition. 43% of people between the ages of 18 and 36 are either atheists or totally apathetic towards the existence of God. This is amazing, because what they say that this 43% do not know, do not believe, and do not care if God exists. And we've talked before about all of the surveys that show that even though there's been a little bit of comeback in terms of church attendance, it was already on a slope downhill before the pandemic. This is not a matter of government shutting down churches. It's a matter of losing religious connection, which it seems to me is directly related to this other survey, even though the people conducting the survey don't say so, but it's very obvious. If people do not connect based upon religious values and participation in religious activities, what is the most likely means for them to hook up with neighbors, to form lasting relationships? I mean, it's very difficult when you now look at the fact that over half of Americans say they are not affiliated with any kind of religious institution. Does that go along with the idea that Americans were more likely to report a decline than an increase in the number of people they could trust over the past year? So what do you do to build up a better result on the trust gap? Do you rely on music, politics, what? We will get to that question and more on the Medved Show.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. It comes with a 10-year warranty. It's washable and dryable, so it stays healthy, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also going to give you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my Giza Dream bed sheets, my mattress toppers, bath towels, and so much more. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow, the lowest price ever, and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code NEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results. And after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone. But the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone. And so, therefore, my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833-654 pain.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Why is it that Americans feel so much more isolated, that you can have a report now and again by what is generally considered to be the most reliable, the most substantive survey operation in the country? It's related to the General Social Survey, which all social scientists use. Based in the University of Chicago, the National Opinion Research Center, and they are now saying that when they ask people, 1 out of 5 Americans, almost 1 out of 5, 18% of American adults say they have only one or none trustworthy people in their lives. when it says you can rely on someone in time of emergency, 18% say there's only one person I can count on. And what is going on here, and why does that relate to our politics? It seems to me it relates to our politics a great deal, because that can create sort of a false idea of some kind of real affinity group. One of the reasons, by the way, it moved me very greatly, was back at the Republican convention of 2012. One of the parts of the convention that most of the networks did not broadcast, but I was sitting there in the hall in Tampa, Florida, listening to it and taking it in, was they, I think very wisely, put up a very large group of people who had benefited from kindness and intervention and concern from Mitt Romney. Because Mitt Romney and his church, in the Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints, the Mormons, Mitt Romney had been what's called a stake president, which means that he's, I guess, in the role of what you might call a bishop. And he was somebody who had spent a lot of time helping other people. And this is not at work. It's not as a matter of politics. Most of that time he wasn't even in politics. It was a matter of religious obligation and concern. It's in my faith, one of the obligations that people have is what's called Bikur Cholim. In fact, here in Seattle, there are two large synagogues named Bikur Cholim. Bikur Cholim means visiting the sick, and means directly going to the situation of people like this woman who is described in the account in Associated Press of this survey, who is vision impaired and she lost her service dog who died and she's totally isolated. You're supposed to do better than that. It's an obligation to do that. It's an obligation in religious faiths, and this is really across the board, to help people who are down and out or having trouble, to visit the sick, to comfort mourners, to go to a family that is sitting in mourning. We have different stages of mourning in the Jewish religion, 7 days worth, and then 30 days worth, and then for a full year. Supposed to treat mourners and offer comfort. And all of that, it just seemed to me, is so fundamental. And we have lost a sense of that, and basically built up, I do believe, a very false and very dangerous sense of identity, which is not based on what you share with other people, but is based on shared enemies. It's based on the idea that there are bad guys out there, and there are bad guys who are trying to get us, and we have to stop them. And do you know who's an example of that? It's somebody, Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts. And listen to the way she talks about her Republican opponents. And you can understand why it's so incredibly difficult to get any deal worked out about the infrastructure bill. This is Elizabeth Warren talking about the Democratic so-called voting rights bill, where they're trying to completely take over from all of the different states the idea of regulating voting rules. This is clip 10.
Republicans are afraid of losing power, and they are willing to crush our democracy to protect their power. So what are we going to do? We can hang back. We can pause. We can turn the other way while Republicans do this. Or we can fight back. Me, I'm fighting back. We can fight back by passing S1 for the People Act.
Okay, yeah, that's fighting back against these evil people who are out to get you. And by the way, you have the same tendency on the extreme right at points. people who suggest that everything is a fraud, everything is a hoax, everything is a conspiracy, everything is a negativity. And whether it has to do with stealing the election or it has to do with faking the coronavirus or planting some kind of mysterious damaging implant in the vaccinations that we all should get, this whole distrust, this whole inability to connect with people, I think stems from, and then in turn stems from and feeds, the lack of community participation, the lack of any religious orientation. And this is another amazing thing, is I mentioned this poll from ACU, Arizona Christian University, and they did a major poll. George Barna commented on it, who is somebody who's made his living measuring public opinion and religious or non-religious tendencies for years and years. But part of what it shows is even among millennials, 43% of whom don't describe themselves as interested in God, whether God exists or faith or have any connection with it at all. It's completely left out from it. You still have a majority who describe themselves as Christian. Can you really see yourself as a Christian if you don't care or don't believe that God exists? Sure, I guess if it's a cultural thing, but the whole idea of disconnected Americans, I think, has a great deal to do with the desperation that we feel, which is fed in turn by the only form of connection that many people have, which is through the internet. And of course, that was encouraged and emphasized during the worst of the pandemic, when the idea of actually sitting in a room with other people, or sitting down to a meal, or doing something together, or going to a church service, or to a synagogue service, where all of that became more rare and certainly more limited. Does it also have to do with the fact that there are many people who are choosing to sit at home and collect unemployment benefits rather than going out there and taking hold of any number of those 1 million unfilled jobs that are on offer? It's an amazing thing. So what do you do in America where the problem isn't, do we have enough jobs? We have more jobs than people can possibly fill. What do we do about filling those jobs? And what about a new right-wing rap that is taking the country by storm? It's about snowflakes. We will share that with you and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Thursday's Consumer Price Index is bad news for the American people. We're paying a lot more for things we buy. The CPI jumped 5% since this time last year, the fastest pace since the summer of 2008. All eyes will be on the next report. It is scheduled to be released on July 13th from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. JBS USA on Thursday announced it had paid hackers the equivalent of $11 million in ransom to resolve a cyber attack that forced the meat company to shut down. The payment was made in Bitcoin. The FBI believes the hackers are living on Russian soil. After 13 years of work, Canadian pipeline company TC Energy said on Wednesday it was formally ending its bid to build the Keystone XL pipeline project. The pipeline would have carried 800,000 barrels of oil per day from Alberta, Canada, to refineries in the Gulf Coast of America. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For literally millions of Americans who don't do anything to actually fill up some of the empty jobs that are desperately looking for people. They even have the situation where they are paying people some kind of bonus, $25, $50, just to come in for an interview, to consider a job, without even committing to take it. That's Todd Rundgren bumping back with Bang on the Drum. The catchy lyrics, I don't want to work, I want to bang on the drum all day. Well, somebody who is working is my guest, Fiona Harrigan. She's assistant editor at Reason Magazine, the Libertarian Journal, and her writing has appeared in Wall Street Journal, Newsweek, The National Interest, and more. And she has a controversial, in fact, explosive new piece, at least by some people's lights, called Let Immigrants Take the Jobs American Workers Don't Want. Fiona, thanks for joining us, and thanks for contributing your piece to the national conversation. What do you say to those folks who say the problem isn't that Americans don't want jobs? The problem is that Americans don't want starvation wages jobs. They don't want jobs that pay so little. Why does that argument not apply here?
Thank you for having me, first of all. I'm very happy to be here. So one of the major points that I go over in this piece is that in a lot of these sectors that we're seeing these open jobs, of which, as of the last jobs report, there are 9.3 million openings, is that pay is rising across these jobs, and that's just a talking point you don't hear much about. In the leisure and hospitality sector, wages are up nearly 9%, and that includes in non-managerial roles, these jobs that are widely open and that are being called low-quality, low-income jobs. Now, those workers are earning an average of over $15 an hour, which is what many arguing for the living wage are pushing as in terms of the number. In private sector jobs generally, it's well over $25 an hour. And a lot of outlets are saying that this is the fastest that wages have risen since the 1990s. And as you mentioned, a lot of these organizations and companies that are seeking workers are also offering these massive signing bonuses. I've seen them as high as $1,000 at some places. And many restaurants and other organizations, leisure places, et cetera, retailers, are now also raising their minimum wages. So it's not that companies aren't necessarily trying to address this and trying to adjust what people criticize as low wages. It's that people have what they feel are better options by way of unemployment benefits, and they're staying out of these jobs because they are still concerned about certain aspects of their current pandemic lifestyles.
Okay, so how would changes in immigration make a difference here? And let me make it very clear. You make it very clear in your piece. You're not talking about illegal immigration. You're not talking about open borders. What you're talking about is a process by which we could get more temporary workers to fill up the jobs as they're needed. Have I got that right?
Yeah, that's right. So there's this program that's been in operation since 1952 by the federal government called the H-2B program. And this is a temporary non-agricultural visa class in which people can come here for 9 months with the possibility to extend their terms of up to 3 years. And the people who occupy these positions are largely what we would classify as low-skill workers, at least by the definition that these jobs are kind of operating under. So these people largely come here as forestry workers, as landscapers, as groundskeepers, as restaurant workers, people who are working in leisure, that sort of thing. And these line up very, very well with the classes of jobs right now that are open among those 9.3 million jobs. Given that this is already in operation, it makes perfect sense for the government to capitalize on it and to invite more people through this program to alleviate these shortages, because there is a massive labor shortage. And clearly the best efforts of these companies are not sufficient to fill the open positions.
Would this, the expansion of the H-2B program that you're talking about, would that mean an investment of government money in providing benefits to people who came over here to take these jobs on a temporary basis?
These temporary programs, you know, to my understanding, there aren't benefits like Social Security, welfare that are associated with these by virtue of them being temporary programs. It's also not framed this program as a path to permanent residency or citizenship, which are largely what we would think of as allowing immigrants to tap into government benefit programs. For that reason, it wouldn't be a massive investment. As far as application processing goes, that is something that the government would have to devote resources towards. But there's also the issue that, you know, these immigrants are contributing back into the economy. They're spending money here. They have taxable income as far as their positions go. And there's also this issue that as they work here, they're creating more positions and more availability of better paying jobs and better quality jobs for American workers. So, and it's not necessarily a zero-sum situation that a lot of people would envision an immigrant taking a supposed American job would be, but that they're kind of expanding the pie economically for native-born workers as well.
Well, I think one of the arguments that I find very persuasive is the idea that for years and years, people have accused companies of taking their jobs and moving them overseas because that's the way they could get cheaper labor. But right now, moving jobs overseas is, for some jobs, kind of the only way you can get any labor, given the fact that we have, 9 million unfilled job openings right now, and a lot of them in with job sectors that most people would consider very rewarding. It's not a question of just trying to get cheap labor, it's trying to get people who are able to do the labor at all.
That's exactly right. And there's a huge demand from this on the foreign side as well. I mentioned in my piece that nearly 100,000 workers were applying for the same 33,000 visas that were allocated for the first half of 2021. That's crazy. And when you think about how difficult it's been for American employers to find willing American workers, and reports indicate that there are about 5.75 million more workers sitting out of the workforce now than there were before the pandemic, you know, the mismatch between labor supply and labor demand here, there are very clear solutions and things that the Biden administration, its dual agenda of both immigration reform and economic recovery, this is a common sense measure that would benefit tons of people and tons of employers.
And even considering benefiting tons of people and tons of employers, we talked about this on the air yesterday. The figures for teen employment are staggering. Teens are making the best money and more likely to get summer jobs than any time since 1953. That's an astonishing thing. And also, CNBC is reporting workers' wages are rising at the fastest pace in years. McDonald's said last week it was boosting wages for 36,500 hourly workers at a company-owned stores by 10%. What's the next step here? Is it somebody introducing changes like this in Congress?
You know, this is a congressionally kind of determined visa cap. And the Biden administration, I've heard from various immigration researchers that the Biden administration is only capitalizing on a third of the capacity that Congress has essentially sanctioned. So there is a certain amount of inaction on the federal government's behalf. The Department of Homeland Security, to its virtue, released an additional 22,000 visas just a few weeks ago. Those were filled within, again, just barely weeks. So the demand here is very high, and if we are serious about bringing people here and about solving this problem, this massive economic problem, it is very feasible and very doable, and the Department of Homeland Security can effectively stop dragging its feet and increase our allowance.
Well, thank you for your perspective and your contribution. Her piece, Fiona Harrigan, is posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back for more on what the us. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Vrovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved.
And how do you get satisfaction, which the Rolling Stones are playing about right there? This is one of those things. A frequent guest on our show is Arthur Brooks, who's written a number of books about the pursuit of happiness. And he has a great book, which is still a classic and needs to be read. It came out a decade ago. It's called Gross National Happiness. And one of the key things that makes people happy is not only earning a good living, having a good place to work, nice place to live, having a family, but it's having a network group, a group of people with whom you're associated, a group of people that can connect you, which is why this story about the terrible decrease in social capital that people feel, that you have very big numbers of Americans who feel there's only one person, if that, often there's nobody that you can trust to help you with your work responsibilities, to help you with medical emergencies, help you with anything. People feel alone. And this, of course, echoes themes that we've talked about on this show before with a writer. He's a retired professor now from Harvard named Robert Putnam, who wrote a famous book called Bowling Alone. Why Bowling Alone? Because he talks about what used to exist in America, which was clubs and bowling leagues. Literally, once upon a time, and it wasn't that long ago, in the 1950s, there were a very substantial portion of Americans. You'd have in almost a majority of American households somebody who would participate in a bowling league. And you'd go out to the, and by the way, bowling's still very popular, except people now bowl alone. They don't go up with out with the local Kiwanis or the local Rotary or the local Knights of Columbus or the local, you name it. He talks there about the great animals organizations, the eagles, the elk, the moose, I guess Kiwanis is an animal too. The Lions, all of these clubs, they're service organizations. And there were people finding meaning and connection and actually trying to help other people. And, of course, the basis for a lot of these service organizations was religious faith. And when people are not going to services in particular, when they are not getting out of their house, of course, the social capital declines. And what else happens? People find somehow a sense of solidarity in claims of victimhood, in emphasizing victimhood. It's one of those things where, why is it that all of a sudden here in this country, we have a bunch of organizations that nobody ever heard of years ago, who now are very much in the news? Oath Keepers, the Proud Boys, the Three Percenters, the Boogaloo Boys. And basically what all these organizations have in common is they're not service organizations, they're grudge organizations. And feeling linked together by a grudge is really no way of building social capital. It's a way of trying to connect with people, not with contentment and service to each other, but with a sense of grievance. And that, no, does not help with the national state of well-being. There's a powerful commentary that Jake Tapper on CNN made. And it seems to me it goes to this idea that basically in order to bring people together, we have to talk more about our differences. Really? The emphasis on race. Is that really a way to solve racism? This is Jake Tapper reporting on the notion of a rise in anti-Semitism and anti-Semitic crimes in May compared to last year. Listen, it's clip 5.
Police in Tucson, Arizona are investigating after anti-Semitic graffiti, including a swastika, was painted on a synagogue. Just the latest incident of what the Anti-Defamation League has called a surge in anti-Semitism across the United States, more than double the amount of incidents reported this May compared to May 2020.
Since the ceasefire in and around Gaza, anti-Semitic incidents haven't stopped here, just fallen back to a baseline that's been rising the past few years, along with
really the normalization, I think, of anti-Semitic incidents, the normalization of swastika and the normalization of even physical altercations.
Clearly, this issue runs deeper than knee-jerk reaction to violence in the Middle East. 22% of people said American Jews are more loyal to Israel than the U.S. 12% said Jews in the U.S. have too much power.
The incidents of anti-Semitic attacks or slurs have been rising at least the past 5 years. Why? Well, they say that during times of political polarization, there are often more extreme actions taken by the far left and the far right. And also, they say, the rise of social media.
Okay, obviously the rise of social media are part of the entire story. But this was an observation of rock star Greg Tomlin, who went back a while ago to 2005 in a meaningful conversation that is worth recalling between the late Mike Wallace, father of Chris Wallace, who was interviewing the one and only Morgan Freeman. Listen, this is clip 14.
Black History Month you find
ridiculous.
Why?
You're going to relegate my history to a month?
Oh, come on.
What do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month?
Well,
come on, tell me.
Well, I'm Jewish.
Okay. Which month is Jewish History Month?
There isn't one.
Oh. Why not?
Yeah.
Do you want one?
No.
No, I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history.
How are we going to get rid of racism?
Stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman.
Okay. Is that not relevant? That the idea of identifying with some larger group, and usually a larger group with a grievance, is not a way to bring peace or brotherhood or solidarity or a sense of community. There's another, a hate crime, and it's a disgusting hate crime. And it's a hate crime against Muslims. And by the way, apparently a truly exemplary Muslim family, where a crazy guy who, at least according to some reports, was wearing a helmet with swastika on. He was also wearing body armor. He took his car and he plowed down two middle-aged parents, killed their 15-year-old who was with them, and killed the mother of the mother, the grandmother. So three generations of the same family, four people killed, and another child being very grievously injured. And why haven't you heard about it? I would submit to you you haven't heard about it, first of all, because it's a hate crime that didn't occur in the United States. It occurred in a place that is supposed to be an example of harmonious liberal enlightenment, the nation to our north, the great nation of Canada. Actually, the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, actually spoke at a memorial service for this family. What else prevented the kind of obsessive coverage you would think you would get, besides the fact that it was in Canada, so it can't really illustrate an anti-American narrative? It appears not to have involved guns. And that is a particularly hot-button issue, as I think people know here. One of the things that they say in the commentary, and some of the press coverage, though Canada has a reputation for tolerance and recently welcomed Syrian refugees, in its most recent annual report, the Canadian Security and Intelligence Service reported the COVID-19 pandemic has exacerbated xenophobic and anti-authority narratives, many of which may directly or indirectly impact national security considerations. Islamophobia in Canada? We will get to that and get to reconciliation and agreement, at least on religious liberty issues involving the left and the right in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.